With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Facebook chief Mark Zuckerberg admits it was wrong to kill the Hunter Biden laptop story. In a letter to Congressman Jim Jordan, Zuckerberg says Facebook acted after the FBI warned of possible Russian disinformation. Zuckerberg writes, it's since been made clear that the reporting in the New York Post was not Russian disinformation. The special counsel in the dismissed Trump classified documents case asking an appeals court to reinstate the case.
A federal judge threw out the case last month after concluding that Jack Smith's appointment as special counsel was unconstitutional. The appeal is the latest development in a prosecution that has been derailed by delays and ultimately the dismissal. It's unclear how long it will take for the appeals court to decide the matter, but even if it overturns the case and revives the prosecution, there's no chance of a trial before the November presidential election. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Texas federal judge has put a temporary hold on a Biden program that would short-circuit the process for certain immigrant spouses to obtain U.S. citizenship. Also at SRNNews.com, for the second night in a row, Russian drone and missile attacks struck across Ukraine. At least two people killed in this most recent barrage.
For a second morning, the sirens wailed as Russian missiles closed in. Blasts have been reported in at least seven cities, including Kryvyi Rih, where a woman was killed in a strike that obliterated part of a hotel. Explosions have been heard again in the capital, Kyiv, as air defense kicked in.
That's the BBC's Nick Beek. It's been a wild week of weather across the country. The latest manifestation of that, a dangerous heat wave. It's spreading from the Midwest to the East Coast. Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures up 21 points, NASDAQ futures 49 points higher. This is SRN News. Christians expected to turn out in large numbers this November.
Chad Connolly is founder of Faith Wins, and he tells the Christian Post that Kamala Harris' radical platform is certain to galvanize believers to vote in this year's election, including some people who did not cast a ballot in 2020. Connolly says even if an evangelical has problems with Trump or the Republican Party, there's very little chance they'll vote for Harris, given her radical stance on issues such as abortion, religious freedom, and the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Competing abortion measures to expand or limit abortion will be on the November ballot in Nebraska. After election officials confirmed, each side has turned in enough signatures. The move makes Nebraska the first state to carry competing abortion amendments on the same ballot since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022. Measures to enshrine abortion have already qualified to go before the voters this year in a number of states. This is SRN News. All these years later, a baseball legend still setting records.
The jersey Babe Ruth wore when he called his shot during the 1932 World Series, hitting a home run to center field, has sold at auction for over $24 million. Heritage Auctions say the New York Yankees slugger's jersey went for $24.12 million after a bidding war in Dallas that lasted over 6 hours. Heritage says the buyer wishes to remain anonymous. The record-breaking amount the jersey sold for top fellow Yankee Mickey Mantle's 1952 rookie card, which the Dallas-based auction house sold for $12.6 million in 2022. John Scott reporting.
A Northern Virginia man who attacked congressional staffers with a baseball bat has been found not guilty by reason of insanity. The attack occurred in the D.C. office of Congressman Jerry Connolly. A couple of staffers injured, including an intern who was working her first day on the job. More details at SRNNews.com.